Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Yesterday, I drove with my son to the Samoa Peninsula to go surfing. On our way out to the beach, we stopped at Bunkers and saw a huge old bus that clearly was someone's home because it's been there on the peninsula for months. A couple, a man and woman, were exchanging harsh words. It would be safe to say they were not happy campers. About 2 years ago, I traveled to Los Angeles to attend a funeral for a family member. I was shocked to see myriads of people camped in tents on freeway over and underpasses. A little later, I saw the same thing in Berkeley. People camped on the side of the road just a few yards from where my car was driving. The growing legions of homeless is plaguing not only Humboldt County, but countless major cities in America, even some suburbs. Three questions. How do we define homelessness? Why are there so many, especially more, homeless? And what can be done about it? In the May 28th issue of Christianity Today, the authors interview John Ashman, CEO of Citygate Network, a man who spent a ton of time working with homeless people across the country. In the interview, they asked, is homelessness on the increase? Mr. Ashman, well, the numbers are increasing, but reporting numbers is often suspect. HUD reports around 500,000 to 600,000. He estimates the real number in the country today is closer to around 1 million people. Now, how do we define homelessness for these million? Do the people living in that bus fit the description of homelessness? Perhaps you'll accept this basic definition. One is homeless if they don't have a safe place to return night after night. So why are there so many more homeless than there used to be? Ashman says the reasons are myriad. Among them, he lists family dysfunction, lack of education, people aging out of the foster care system, LGBTQ youth who are asked to leave home or just run away from home, legalization of marijuana, the opioid crisis, human trafficking, people with PTSD and other mental disorders. The list goes on. And then you have folks out there who, with all the government services, they see homelessness as a pretty easy life. I can sleep where I want. I get meals in multiple locations. I get shoes here, medical costs, dental care there. And that population seems to be growing, he says, in a lot of cities. Now, we all know that many religious and kind people feed the hungry. Mr. Ashman says this does no ultimate good for the homeless unless you couple compassion with some sort of exit strategy. A plan for how to get the homeless person off the streets, into a home or apartment, connect them to some meaningful job and family. Bottom line, in an age of drug addiction and very complex politics, compassion only goes so far. It must be coupled with reasonable expectations to aid the recovery of the person who is homeless, not patronizing programs that often benefit mostly the people who bring the services and make people on the street permanent wards of the state. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.